And now to Manitowoc, our next stop, meeting mayors from all over Wisconsin. It's home to about 34,600 residents as of the recent census figures. Grew by nearly 1,000 people over the decade since the 2010 census. Founded in the 1830s, a rich maritime and shipbuilding heritage. How do you feel about Wisconsin's maritime capital, as they say? What speaks to you about the community? What challenges have you encountered with housing or workforce living in the area? 800-642-1234. Justin Nichols was first elected mayor of Manitowoc in 2009 at the age of 22, by the way, elected youngest mayor ever elected in the city, previously elected to the city's common council in 2005 when he was 18, still in high school. Mayor Nichols, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me, Kate. I appreciate it very much.
Well, just a nod to that introduction, which I'm sure you've heard before. As a youthful government leader, how did you get people to listen to you and follow your lead and not say, well, you're young and inexperienced and therefore you don't know?
You know, I can't say that it wasn't difficult, especially my first term when I was first elected. Fortunately, I was on the Common Council for 4 years prior to being mayor. So people at least knew who I was, employees knew who I was and where I stood on issues. But I've said time and time again that Manitowoc was really facing a critical moment. Miro Corporation had just left with thousands of jobs, which had been in our community for 100 years. The Manitowoc Company, our famed flagship company, left the community a couple of years after I was elected, thousands of jobs. We were really facing a critical moment. And I think Manitowoc realized that, you know what, maybe we can't do the same things we've done the last 100 years. You know, you just said on the before, 150-year-old community. Maybe we need to think of things different. Maybe we need to focus on the younger generation, which was leaving in droves in Manitowoc for a generation. And, you know, after a little while and preaching the message of this is what we need to do. You know, grandma and grandpa, if you want your grandkids to come back home, this is what we need to do. And, you know, now 13 years almost into this job, I think Manitowoc has really embraced that. And we've turned the corner and we are seeing a renaissance here.
To come back home, though, you need the workforce, you need the jobs. That has been a very much a volatile situation, a changing situation in the pandemic. What do you see there?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, places like Manitowoc, which are the quintessential Midwestern city, where manufacturing is our bread and butter. You know, we have one of the largest foundries with Wisconsin Aluminum Foundry here. You know, those aren't the types of jobs necessarily that the younger generation went to college for, you know, went to get that four-year degree. So one of the things was looking at diversifying our workforce. Healthcare is a larger, much larger industry now with two major healthcare networks in the community. Banking. We have a large banking presence with Bank First and Investors, which is now Nicolet. So we started trying to diversify that workforce, but manufacturing is still our bread and butter. And there's a lot of new industries manufacturing that are coming along, plastics. So we have Redline Plastics, which just added in our industrial park. We have Ammo Inc., which is a new company from Arizona that's building 150,000 square foot, 200 plus jobs. And we're starting to see a lot of our long-time businesses like Lakeside Foods, which has been in the community for over 100 years, continue to add and expand. They just did over a $50 million expansion here in the community not that long ago.
Well, I just want to jump in here for a moment because your industrial park, as I understand, is full. You mentioned Ammo Inc., that they make ammunition, broke ground on their factory in June last year. What is going on with your industrial park? And also with Ammo, what is the status of their factory being up and running? And are they still poised to create those 300 jobs?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, our industrial park is full. So thankfully, the Common Council has the foresight. We just purchased 90 more acres along Interstate 43 for expanded industrial growth. We're fortunate to be right on Interstate 43 in that regard. Ammo Inc., they are on track. So they're building as we speak. And they are a company that is continually growing. They're continually doing more acquisitions. And those good paying jobs, there's signs all around town that say ammo, we're starting at $25 an hour, which for Manitowoc, after Manitowoc Company and Muro left, we saw those wages go down pretty drastically. They were the two companies that paid in the 20s and into the 30s. Now we're starting to see all these other smaller companies with 100 plus jobs competing for some of the labor force and raising their wages to considerable amounts. So it's a good problem to have, I would say, than the alternative. But, you know, bodies and people are still what we need. And that's why our community is focusing very heavily on quality of life. It's why we're focusing on downtown. It's why we're focusing on the things that make Manitowoc unique. Because that is what we're finding the workforce is looking for. They don't just want a job. They want a life. They want a place to live, a place to raise their family, good education. And that's really what we're trying to focus on here in Manitowoc.
Manitowoc Mayor Justin Nichols explaining the issues he tackles in his community on the western shore of Lake Michigan. Do you live or vacation in Manitowoc? What do you think of the city, its developments? What concerns you about the changing climate that we'll talk about? Erosion, flooding, rising water levels. Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Mayor Nichols here on the Ideas Network. We're meeting up with mayors from all over Wisconsin on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Today, it is Manitowoc on the western shore of Lake Michigan, home of the Wisconsin Maritime Museum and the SS Badger car ferry, sails between Manitowoc and Ludington, Michigan, in balmier seasons, as in not now, I might add. Do you vacation in the area or have a business that caters to tourists? Have you been finding a workforce? Are you a remote worker who relocated to the area, maybe came home? 800-642-1234. Manitowoc Mayor Justin Nichols with us for about 9 more minutes. Let's talk about environment. You are on the coast there, Lake Michigan, one of the 11 counties that form the coast of Lake Michigan. How are you responding to giant storms and rising water and erosion that is really a pervasive issue with climate change?
Yeah, it is becoming more and more prevalent in Manitowoc along our shore, especially for a lot of the assets that we have on our shore, like our wastewater plant, our trails that go between Manitowoc and Two Rivers. This last 3 years, we've seen a lot of shoreline erosion. The state has been very helpful in a lot of respects, especially a lot of damage that happened at the car ferry dock over the past few winters and with the shoreline erosion around the area with harbor assistance grants. The state's been very helpful. It's a big reason why mayors like myself and a lot of others from around the state were very supportive of President Biden's infrastructure bill that fortunately passed Congress and was signed by the president. We're looking forward to a lot of dollars for infrastructure to maintain our shorelines and to maintain all those assets that we have here in Manitowoc, because it's not cheap. And I can assure you that community the size of Manitowoc, 34,000 people, we can't afford really the major costs involved with the shoreline erosion.
And I see that tension there, that give and take, because being on Lake Michigan, that has immense value to you as a lakefront community. I mean, you've got the River Point District, but you also have the tensions with that, the risk because of the climate issues. And so you have to figure out how you navigate both those assets and those risks.
Absolutely. And also add in there, you know, we are a federal channel. Our river is a federal channel, which means we have huge 600, 700 foot ferries come in on a regular basis, especially in summer. So add that with the recreational value that we want to get out of our river. Obviously, someone doesn't want to be kayaking next to a 700 foot boat. But also, fortunately, we were also just designated as a National Marine Sanctuary, the newest National Marine Sanctuary in the nation. So right outside our shores, up to Two Rivers, Sheboygan, and Port Washington, is a designated national park, basically. With that comes a lot of federal resources, which partially is environmental. The assurance that the Great Lakes will remain clean, and this National Marine Sanctuary will bring a lot of federal resources to help that.
Yeah, a little more there. What ways would a sanctuary status help with the issues that you're facing?
So they're going to be bringing a lot of testing and environmental work that will be able to be brought to make sure that places like the wastewater plant are clean when we fill the lake back up. So especially with phosphorus now being a major issue and concern. Just that federal resource out there. They want to protect national parks. This is a national park.
We're in conversation with municipal leaders across Wisconsin, talking with Mayor Justin Nichols of Manitowoc. You can join in 800-642-1234. Joshua from Watertown called in, couldn't stay with us. And Joshua wonders about housing, lack of housing being a national issue. And we have heard this all over Wisconsin from mayors. If more jobs will come to your area, where do the workers live? Where do the people live? And how do you create the affordable housing?
That's absolutely a wonderful question, because as mentioned, every community is facing this now. We just went through a citywide housing study, which basically told us we need housing in every single aspect, whether it be market rate apartments, affordable housing, single units, and all the above. The good thing about Manitowoc is the cost to buy a home here is very reasonable. You can buy a very nice 2,000 square foot home, three bath, three bedroom for, $150,000, $200,000. The negative part about that is, especially with apartments and rents, to build the same building here as you would in Milwaukee, the cost of lumber is the same. But the cost of what you can get for rent in a market rate apartment is much different. So that's where we're starting to see the city of Manitowoc stepping up and putting money toward some of these projects. So we have an 87 unit apartment complex going up right now. The city was a partner through TIF dollars in that. We're working with an old mural building actually to do a 75 unit senior affordable housing complex where the city would step up and help kind of fill that gap of where rents are in Manitowoc and where the cost of just building a building at this point is. We're also talking about subdivisions and how the city can play a better role in assisting subdivisions being built instead of forcing the subdivision owners to build the roads, for example. Maybe it's a time where the city does that.
You mentioned TIF dollars. In all communities, they want a thriving downtown hub. And you started looking at revitalizing Manitowoc's downtown. You were backing it with some upfront tax increment financing, TIF district type dollars. What is the status of your downtown investments?
Well, so the city really was the leader kind of in a lot of that. We made a concerted effort to put serious dollars into downtown because and it's the heart of our community. It's really talking about that renaissance of Manitowoc. What are we going to become? We turned our face away from the water for too long, and we're turning back toward the water, the river, and the lake. So the city really was a lot of the upfront investment. And at this point, we're really starting to see the private sector step up in tremendous ways. There are buildings throughout downtown, scattered throughout downtown, that are being revitalized, renovated. The city is assisting with some of them with facade grants up to $50,000 in a grant for facade improvements. And there's just more excitement. There's more events. There's folks who are putting a lot of money, like the Wharf downtown, which is a new venue right on the river. Believe it or not, we never had a restaurant or bar on the river. Now we have a lot of those amenities, the wine bar and others. So we're starting to see a lot more private investment, which is, of course, the goal. We didn't want just the city to shoulder all these costs.
In our last moments together, you're president of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. What are the conversations like among the league, and what is the league working on?
you know, everything we just talked about. Housing is a large one. You know, for some of our smaller communities, EMS coverage is becoming a very major issue, especially for some of our rural communities and how they provide EMS services. We're talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion throughout many communities and where each community is at. And in those conversations, everyone's at a different place, but how can the league facilitate that? And especially, as always, you know, how can the state of Wisconsin help communities all across our state when we talk about shared revenue, when we talk about these large infrastructure dollars that are going to be coming to the state, funneled to communities? How can the league municipalities play a large role in that, especially for some of our smaller communities who might not have the employees or the resources to go after a lot of these dollars? So it's an exciting time, really, because we're talking about infrastructure improvements throughout many of our communities. But it's also still with COVID and with housing crisis and workforce, still a very challenging time. But I appreciate you doing all these interviews with the mayors because you're hearing the story from the ground, and we all go through it every day.
Well, thank you for joining us, Mayor Justin Nichols, Mayor of Manitowoc. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.